Thank you for calling the Dial a Story Hotline. This is The Princess and the Pea by Hans Christian Andersen. Once upon a time there was a prince who wanted to marry a princess, but she would have to be a real princess. He traveled all over the world to find one, but nowhere could he get what he wanted. There were princesses enough, but it was difficult to find out whether they were real ones. There was always something about them that was not as it should be. So he came home again and was sad, for he would like very much to have a real princess. One evening, a terrible storm came on. There was thunder and lightning, and the rain poured down in torrents. Suddenly, a knocking was heard at the city gate, and the old king went to open it. It was a princess standing out at the front gates, but good gracious, what a sight! The rain and the wind had made her look. The water ran down from her hair and her clothes, it ran down into the toes of her shoes, and out again at its heels. And yet she said that she was a real princess. "Well, well, we'll soon find out," thought the old queen, but she said nothing. Went into the bedroom, took all the bedding off the bedstead, and lay a pea upon the bottom. She took 20 mattresses and laid them upon the pea, and then 20 down beds on top the mattresses. On this the princess had to lie all night. In the morning she was asked how she slept. "Oh, very badly," said she. "I scarcely closed my eyes all night. Heaven only knows what was in that bed, but I was lying on something hard, so that I may black and blue all over my body. It's horrible." Now they knew she was a real princess, because she had felt a pea right through 20 mattresses and 20 down beds. Nobody but a real princess could be as sensitive as that. So the prince took her for a wife, for now he knew he had the real princess, and the pea was put into a museum, where it may still be seen, if no one has stolen it. That is a true story. That was The Princess and the Pea by Hans Christian Andersen. For past recordings, check out our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.